Because at the end of the day, the interview, the purpose of it is really to see if you guys are a good fit for each other. Like, you're evaluating the company just as much as they're evaluating you.
Hi, I'm Maggie Bean, and welcome to the New to Product Marketing podcast. Today, we're joined by our guest, Rojan Zaray, to discuss how to approach the product marketing interview process to make sure you land in a role that's right for you. And thank you to the Product Marketing Alliance for sponsoring today's episode. Stay tuned to the end of the episode to learn how you can get 10% off their core certification. And without further ado, let's hear from Rojan. Well, hello, Rojan. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for joining us today on the New to PMM pod. If we could start off, if you could just introduce yourself to the listeners, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, awesome. And thank you so much for having me here as well. I'm super excited to have this chat with you. So hi, everyone. My name is Rojan. I am a product marketer. I've been doing PMM for about 2.5 years now. And yeah, super excited to talk a little bit today about my journey to PMM, as well as some interviewing tips that I've kind of picked up along the way.
Amazing. And so excited to hear about your journey. Let's get ready for the lightning round questions. If you are ready, I am ready.
Yeah, sounds great.
Okay. What is your go-to email sign off?
My go-to, that's just very simple and to the point, is best, comma, and my name.
What is the best part of being a product marketer?
I would say for me, it's definitely being at the forefront of innovation with the product team.
And what is something you're new to?
I am definitely new to growth product marketing and definitely want to learn more about that in my next role.
Great. And what is your product marketing superpower?
This one is my favorite. I would say my superpower is being strongly persuasive with product managers, for sure. I think I'm a little biased because my boyfriend is actually a product manager, so I have a bit of an in.
Oh my gosh, you have like 24/7 practice on how to persuade product managers. I absolutely love that.
Totally.
What was your first experience with product marketing? Did you have like an aha moment where you knew, yes, I want to be a product marketer? Can you tell me about that journey for you?
Yeah, I think for me, it was a little bit interesting because I have a consulting background. So I was doing consulting for a little over 3 years. And in my last role, I was working at Google, and that's where I got introduced to product marketing. And I really fell in love with it. I think the aha moment for me was when we were actually working with the product team to write a BRD, a business requirements document. Even though it was a long process, for me, I love figuring out what to build and why and being the voice of the customer. So that was always really fun for me.
Great. That's amazing. I don't talk to a lot of people who come from consulting. So you're a consultant that worked with a product marketing team, correct?
Yes. And I was like kind of fully embedded on their team. And we were all doing product marketing for certain events tools at Google that were internal tools for their PMM.
That's an amazing first experience in product marketing. So over the last year, you've been in your first official product marketing role. Can you walk me through the highlights and challenges of your first year as a product marketer?
Yeah, I would say definitely like the first year into PMM is one to remember. I think you can definitely attest to this as well. Some highlights I would say is like being at a startup, I really loved how I was able to have full ownership over the end-to-end product marketing of 5 different products that were all kind of that all fell on me. So it was great to see those products come to life really from beginning to end. And similarly, I think another really big highlight is being able to take tier one launches from kind of the beginning stages all the way to launch. I think if, you know, sometimes at bigger companies, there are so many like cooks in the kitchen that you don't necessarily always feel that ownership. But I think at a startup, it was awesome how they really did trust you to take such a big company-wide tier one launch to market.
Yeah, I think that impact is so amazing working at a startup. And I feel similarly that you are on the ground and you can see the impact of your work every single day and see the people like when you were sitting in a room somewhere, like writing
messaging or positioning or whatever, or perfecting this launch, to see it go off into the wild is so cool and have business impact. That's amazing. What challenges did you run into over the past year? I know you had an experience that I wish was unique, but hasn't been unique in the tech industry in the last few months, is that you were recently laid off and are currently in the job search process. So can you tell me about what that experience was like for you?
Yeah, I would say like definitely the layoff was a challenge, but I think to even take a step back and talk about my holistic kind of journey, like in that first product marketing role, I worked really, really hard to transition out of consulting into product marketing as like a full-time person at a company. And I think some challenges that I didn't realize I would face, but then had to like quickly figure out how to navigate, was one, trying to really get other teams to like understand what my role was environment that was 100% remote. Whether it was with the product team or people of the go-to-market team, sometimes even the marketing team, just trying to get everyone on the same page of what exactly is product marketing, I think was definitely a challenge for many months. When a lot of us first started on the PMM team, we were actually launching on a weekly basis, which was really hard as a PMM. And then we eventually moved to monthly and it got a little bit better. But it definitely kind of set us up to be so much in the nitty gritty that then I don't think it was then even harder to try to get all these partner teams to view us as a strategic partner and not just, you know, the launch people. And PMM was definitely impacted by the layoff. It was definitely kind of just a crazy time filled with a lot of instability and just honestly some fear as well of like, what does the future hold? What does this mean about product marketing as a whole, you know, in all of these businesses?
What was your experience like in the aftermath, in the middle of the layoff? Can you walk me through that? And do you have any advice for those who are going through a similar situation?
Yeah, I think I'll start with the advice part and kind of like what I learned through it is to definitely put yourself first and figure out what your needs like truly are, and do what's best for yourself, because all of the players at the table will be doing the same. Definitely don't sell yourself short when it comes to, you know, the severance package or the next role you take or whatever it may be. And also remember that everything truly does happen for a reason. For me personally, the layoff, I appreciated how the company handled it because it wasn't super abrupt. There was a bit of a heads up. So it definitely gave all of us time to prepare. And they were very, very generous with taking care of us like post layoff. But again, like I would say, it is definitely very scary because so many thoughts then are running through your head of like, oh, did I do something wrong? Could this have been prevented if X, Y, and Z happened? And, you know, all these stories that you kind of tell yourself. But I think for me, what really helped bring me peace is viewing it as like, I think this is where my chapter at that company was meant to end. Like, what's next for me? Let me, you know, prepare myself now for the future and really embrace like having a bit of a summer vacation as well.
It's really interesting. I feel very similarly about like everything happens for a reason and feeling that in your career. I encourage everyone to like look back on their own career and to a time where they thought things were going badly and they thought something wasn't going their way or they didn't get a job they wanted, and think how that situation landed them in the spot that they are now. I feel that way so strongly about my past career. Like, I have these distinct moments where I'm like, wow, at the time I was like, this is the end of the world. And this isn't going to my strict like plan in my head of how my career is supposed to progress. But then, you know, you will feel the same 5 years from now, looking back on this experience of like, wow, I love what you're saying. This chapter is over for me. And I landed in exactly the spot I needed to at that point in your career.
Yeah. I totally agree. And I love how you said that. And I feel like when adversity does come your way, it's a great opportunity to take a step back and like really just reconnect with yourself and kind of realize, you know, I am more than my job. I'm more than my title. I am more than my paycheck, and figure out what it is that truly does make you happy or what really did bring you to product marketing even to begin with, and try to find yourself again in the midst of the chaos.
I do think too, people listening to this, like if you haven't been through a layoff, you know, had any setback in your career, like gone fired, things that people don't talk about, mm-hmm. right? And you never really think it's going to happen to you until it happens mm-hmm. to you. But the reality is it happens to everybody in their career. And then once something like that does happen to you, then you have everyone coming out of the woodwork like, oh, that happened to me. And you're like, oh, why didn't you talk about it? And like, why didn't you warn me this is a thing? So I'm really happy that you're sharing your story with others. And even if you're not in this situation now, if you ever do end up in that situation, I'm sure they can learn from your perspective there. So
thank you.
Amazing. What are you specifically looking for in your next role?
Yeah, I really love this technique. And it was my first time doing it during this job hunt. And I think it really helped ground me and like kind of almost forced me to stay true to, again, like what I really wanted. So I have a life coach and she told me to do this exercise and basically just make a list of my non-negotiables for my next job. I ended up writing it on a post-it and I actually taped it on the wall next to me. And for me, what that included was a company with experienced leaders and a PMM team that was already developed. I personally didn't want to go the startup route anymore because especially like given my background of consulting, I really wanted to be a part of kind of a PMM center of excellence almost where I could really learn from great experienced leaders. So that was really big for me, definitely being a part of a diverse team again. For me also, I'm very extroverted, so I really miss going to the office. So being able to be near an office or do some type of hybrid work for me is really important and just like my personality type. That might not be the popular opinion out there, but I think for me, that's just what brings me joy. And lastly, being in a more strategic PMM role as well, which is kind of what I experienced more so at Google. But because I had like this list of non-negotiables, whether it was for good or bad, I ended up being really picky in my job search. So even when I was, you know, getting close to the offer, if in my gut it felt, you know, too similar to that startup vibe or it was not meeting my list of non-negotiables, I would honestly just drop out of the interview process because I just realize like what I really need and what I needed was not to be, for example, the first PMM at a Series A startup. I wanted to be a part of, you know, that more established workforce.
When you're saying that, it kind of reminds me of dating. Like it's like you're when you're interviewing, you're dating, and when you're accepting a job, you're getting married. Even though you're only getting married nowadays for like a few years, date around.
No, totally, totally. And I like to say, like, honestly, in the first 5 minutes of talking to the hiring manager, maybe the VP or whatever, you can kind of tell if those are the people that you're going to have fun with and really love being with every single day or not. And that's okay, because at the end of the day, the interview, the purpose of it is really to see if you guys are a good fit for each other. Like you're evaluating the company just as much as they're evaluating you.
Absolutely. And I know that is easier said than done for people who are breaking into PMM and they might not have as many interview opportunities. But I will say, like, if you are in a good spot in your current job, don't take something that you're not completely confident in, because sometimes, even if it is a foot in the door, it can actually set you back, because mm-hmm. if you get in a situation that's not a good fit for you or is going to be bad for you mentally, mm-hmm. it's not worth it. I love that list of non-negotiables? And did you have any deal breakers? This is just totally a dating metaphor at this point, but what are your deal breakers in a product marketing role, team, company?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Again, like this is just very personal to me because of the type of PMM role that I was looking for. But for me, having a strong leadership function from the, you know, C-suite perspective, but also the PMM perspective is really, really important. Look out for, you know, things that, like, for example, just maybe some titles that don't make sense. In my job search, for example, I was going to do a presentation for the VP of PMM when she had literally zero experience in product marketing. So things like that, I understand, you know, there could be reasons why, you know, the business needs that type of thing. But I think for your own personal growth as a PMM, I really need to be under leadership that understands PMM and can advocate it and honestly teach it to me even better as well. So that was definitely really important for me. Similarly, kind of in interviews asking like, what is the relationship between product and product marketing like? Seeing if it's positive or negative, or maybe it's, you know, non-existent. That would definitely be a deal breaker because going back to earlier in the question you asked me, the reason why I got into PMM was because I want to build with product. So if that opportunity isn't available for me, then that's probably not really like the environment that I would thrive in personally. And then third and last, I would say is definitely the company culture. For me, diversity is really important. I used to be involved in a lot of women's empowerment initiatives when I was back in consulting, very heavily involved in different ERGs. So making sure that the company cares about its people in this sense is really, really critical for me.
Amazing. Yeah, I love how a lot of what you're touching on is like structural things within the company, and that leadership is so important. And, you know, something when I was getting my first few jobs, like I didn't even think about, who my boss was or who my boss's boss was, wasn't even a thought in my mind. But as I went on in my career and I like just discovered the value of a really strong boss and mentor that can work with you and help you develop your career, it's like night and day. What sort of questions or strategies did you use to discover these deal breakers or otherwise determine if the role was a good fit when you were in that interview process?
I had the same list of like five questions where I would ask the interviewer, especially in the hiring manager stage, like the same five questions. And it ended up really being able to help give me an idea of what my life would be like if I joined the team. So one of them I already mentioned is just straight up asking, what is the relationship between PMM and product? Is there an opportunity to influence the roadmap? From there, they'll kind of give you an idea of that, and you'll see if PMM has been established properly with product, or if it's going to be an uphill battle, you know, for months when you get there to just prove to your product managers, hey, like, you know, please involve me in the conversation. So that was one. I would ask how strategic versus tactical is this role? Because I had two decently opposite experiences, it's really interesting for me to ask this question. And the hiring manager sometimes would give me like a percentage breakdown, like it's 70% strategic, 30% tactical, and just evaluating what I personally wanted to do and what my strengths were. Another question is, if you had to describe the C-suite in three words, what are those three words that you would select? And can you give me an example? And this kind of feeds a little bit into the company culture, the leadership culture, and things like that. So those are a few of the questions that I would just consistently ask people.
I'm sure it's great too to have the same set of questions for every process so you can kind of equally judge them against each other.
Yeah, that's a great point. I didn't think about it that way at the beginning, but then later on, it was really awesome to compare like company to company and how they viewed PMM.
So you mentioned working on a strategic versus a tactical PMM team and your different experiences at each. What does that look like in the day-to-day for product marketers who are considering, do I like the more strategic side of PMM or do I like the more tactical side?
That's an awesome question. This is, again, just my experience and how I kind of define it, but how I see it is strategic product marketing really means you're in the room with product when they are building, not after they have already built and they're ready to launch. So really at the early stages, figuring out what to build, why to build it, how is this going to impact the business positively, and really what is the customer wanting from us? That, I think, all bundled up kind of gives you the more strategic role that takes the critical thinking, the research, the talking to customers and analysts in the market. And then on the opposing side, the tactical part of PMM, which definitely like I like as well and can be fun too, is just a different type of work, is, in my opinion, the more executional tasks. So, for example, go, you know, launch this, follow our launch checklist. You have to do these, you know, 15 different marketing tactics, create a one pager, create, you know, a demo video, whatever it is, mm-hmm. and just kind of provide all of these deliverables to the, whether it's the go-to-market team, the sales team, or whatever, or the marketing team or product, but it's a bit more execution mm-hmm. focused.
I also think a big part of what is an indicator on how much of like strategy versus execution you are going to be doing is the job scope, right? So mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. at my company, we have a project manager who manages launches. We have a sales enablement mm-hmm. team. That's not in my scope. I have a lot of time mm-hmm. to be strategic and focusing on messaging and positioning and working with product. But also, I think a lot of it is bringing strategy and like consulting to other teams.
I totally love how you said that about the scope. And I think what when you were saying that, it also made me think about what we were talking about earlier with like, I think it does heavily depend on how your leadership or even that first PMM at the company set up PMM, not only like for your own team, but with all of those other teams. So mm-hmm. does, for example, the demand gen team even think, you know, to include PMM? Does sales enablement work with you closely, or are they doing enablement for, you know, a lot of these other things that are coming out in the company? So I think like just creating those really strong relationships internally and cross-functionally really plays a role in how PMM ends up being, I guess, executed at the company.
For sure. And it all comes back to that strong leadership you were saying, of mm-hmm. leadership that can be protective of your time versus you're just coming in and trying to set those boundaries yourself is like swimming against stream.
Yeah, definitely.
What practices have you found the most success with when interviewing for these different product marketing roles?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of different things that you can do to stand out and really figure out if that role is the right one for you. The ones that have worked for me is definitely foremost having a mini like elevator pitch perfected and memorized. I write mine actually on, again, another little post-it that I keep next to myself just to kind of like give myself confidence when I am speaking. Mm-hmm. But being able to quickly and concisely explain to someone else what it is that you've done in your career, I think is really important. As well as, I think, again, kind of what we talked about, because it is so similar to dating, like it kind of takes the pressure off a little bit because you are evaluating them just as much as they are evaluating you. So you don't really need to stress beforehand, like, oh, am I gonna, you know, like nail the answer to this question? Like, if I truly believe if it's the right fit for you guys both ways, the interview should not be stressful. It mm-hmm. should be fun. Like, you should leave the conversation thinking like that was a great talk. And I think grounding yourself on that can really help relieve a lot of the stress, especially if you're trying to break into product marketing for the first time. I think another one is like trying to understand and maybe even directly ask the person to see if they're really happy in their role. I remember I asked someone that in an interview and they sarcastically said like, oh, I'm just really good at faking it. I don't know if they were joking or not.
Red flag.
Yeah, so exactly, like something like that is a bit of a red flag if that's my first time, you know, talking to you as a manager, talking to your company. But again, I think those kind of like vibes you can get from the person when you're talking to them. And then lastly is honestly protecting your energy and sticking to your non-negotiables. With PMM interviews, I think particularly it can be really exhausting because a lot of companies nowadays like to ask you to make a presentation from scratch mm-hmm. and, you know, then go present it to like a group of five strangers. It can just be really, really stressful. And I think those tasks are worth it for the companies that you think are worth it for you. Mm-hmm. But in my experience, like I even pushed back, you know, if I felt like it wasn't really the right time for me to give that presentation, or I had just too many interviews going on and I can't make a presentation for all of them. It takes like, you know, 3 days minimum to go create a very like high quality deck. So mm-hmm. I think just protect your energy and like know what you're worth.
Absolutely. Yeah. The whole idea about like presentations or the exercise portion is definitely something that comes up a lot in the product marketing mm-hmm. group chats we have. I find it really interesting because now that I am on the interviewing side, we do an exercise and I know how helpful it is. But at the same time, I think it's different sometimes when a company is asking you to do like a huge intensive exercise versus something like we do, which is like, please don't spend more than 2 hours on this. It's really nuanced. Mm-hmm. But that was the advice that came out of the product marketing group chat was like, suss out the intention, right?
Like totally, totally. Yeah, I 1000% agree. I had a prompt that was extremely simple, but the intention was really great. It was literally like, write 5 bullet points of how you would like pitch this product. And the actual task at hand was very simple, but they wanted you to talk through it to really understand your thinking. Mm-hmm. And then on the flip side, I had a company tell me like, we want to break into this brand new industry. Tell me how we would do that and create like a go-to-market strategy on it. That would take someone hours and hours of like researching the company, their competitors, and then this new industry and mm-hmm. like figuring it out. Sometimes even when they tell you like, don't, you know, spend that many hours on it. If you know you're going to be presenting this to your future boss, you want to start on the right foot, right? So for all the hiring managers out there listening, I think just please be very like intentional with what you ask interviewers as well.
For sure. Absolutely. And it also kind of shows how much they understand PMM if they're like, oh yeah, create this go-to-market strategy in 2 hours, and you're like, yeah, that's not a thing. But if they're like, create 5 bullets, it shows that they understand what it takes to do something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
So if you could go back to your first day of being a product marketer and give yourself a piece of advice, what would it be?
Yeah, that is a great question. I think for me, if I could kind of go back in time, I would say extend yourself into areas that sound really interesting to you. I was kind of on the core product marketing team, so working really closely with the PMs. There's a different team doing sales enablement and then a different person kind of doing the competitive intelligence side of things. And because the roles were just like kind of divided like that, I kind of thought I couldn't go into those areas. But what I realized like kind of later is like, no, I can totally ask to partner with my coworker on, for example, win-loss interviews and get that experience under my belt too, or partner more closely on the sales enablement front, even if that wasn't my core job. Like anything that sounds interesting for you, see if you can kind of get some exposure to it so you can really understand what you do like about product marketing and what you don't, because there's just so many different like routes you can take as a PMM. Mm-hmm.
And what is a skill that you're looking to grow over the next year?
I really want to get much closer to the customer in whatever way I can. So for me, I really want to do more research on the customer, more persona work, more customer interviews, research on the market and the industry as well. I actually started taking this behavioral science, this behavioral science and like economics class during my summer off. And it's really digging into the psychology behind decision making and purchasing things and who you're selling to and everything to eventually help shape the storytelling and, you know, the essential PMM skills. So I'm really excited to kind of put all that together and just build great, great products in the future.
I was talking to somebody who's looking to get into PMM and they were an economics major in college. I'm like, that tracks for me.
Yeah.
I love economics in undergrad too. I'm like, wow, this is so cool. And now I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. I was an econ major too. So any path, I think, honestly, into PMM is possible. I think there are some ways to get into it more directly than others, but I think if you really put your mind to it, if you get mentors, if you can find someone who can give you that chance and kind of like bring you under their wing, it's definitely possible.
Absolutely. And do you have a book or podcast recommendation for the new to PMM crew?
So what I personally always go back to is actually the Product Marketing Alliance blog content. It's not a book or a podcast specifically, but just in terms of great product marketing content, it's a great way to really understand, like, kind of, again, going back to that center of excellence, like how product marketing should be shaped, how to work with these, you know, various cross-functional partners and everything. So for me, that's always kind of been my source of truth since I started.
Well, we love PMA on the pod. We are sponsored by
them.
So thanks for the shout out for PMA. They're great. And do you have any final thoughts for our listeners of new and aspiring product marketers? Any final words of wisdom?
I think just honestly keep your head up during this time of uncertainty. You know, I spend a lot of time on LinkedIn and I see one person getting a new job, another person getting laid off. It's, I think, really a crazy and traumatic time to be in the workforce right now and with everything going on. So definitely don't give up, like keep your head up high and just do the best you can. And to a certain extent, just trust the process as well. If you're trying to break into PMM, whatever is meant to happen will happen.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with our audience. It is extremely helpful to hear from people who've been in that same spot. So,
yeah, of course, anytime. Thank you so much, Maggie. You are doing a fantastic job running this podcast.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us for this week's episode. And thank you to the Product Marketing Alliance for sponsoring the new to PMM pod. You can get 10% off their core certification course by using the code new to PMM. I just finished up module 4. It was great learning some awesome tips on how to effectively document and communicate your OKRs to the rest of your company. And don't forget, if you want to join the new to PMM community, shoot me a message on LinkedIn and I'll add you to our group chat. See you next time.